hello again. Monday evening again, and this is Manx Radio's Time for Brass. I'm Ian Cottier. Well, we're off on our travels again, and after our visit to the USA and Canada, all the regions of the United Kingdom, a home fixture, so to speak, in the Isle of Man, and last week's foray into Norway, tonight it's pretty well the rest of mainland Europe, where from quite modest beginnings, British-style brass banding has taken a firm hold in most countries. So that's the theme for tonight. So off we go, and we start in the Netherlands with one of the bands already in existence that has changed their instrumentation to the British model. And couldn't be more appropriate, could it? That was the brass band De Bazo and Owen Kirk opening the show for tonight's Time for Brass. Now we're off to Sweden, and a band which is probably unique worldwide. A very short life, just 25 years, under only one conductor, Professor Bengt Eklund. Founded in 1982, and when Eklund died in 2007, the band decided to disband, but not before achieving great success in European competition. Here they are to play one of William Rimmer's best-known marches, Ravenswood.
Thank you.
The short-lived but highly regarded Gothenburg Brass Band of Sweden. Next on our musical mystery tour is Switzerland and the Oberaargauer Brass Band. Founded in 1981, this track is taken from their 10th anniversary album in 1991. Here they are playing tonight's overture, Daniel Auber's The Black Domino.
Thank you.
And that was the Oberaugau Brass Band of Switzerland. Time now for tonight's first solo, and this features a band which has enjoyed wide popularity both live and through recordings, not least having actually visited the Isle of Man for an edition of the BBC Sounds of Brass contest series. They offer us a great old warhorse of a solo in a relatively modern arrangement by Geoffrey Brand. It's Herman Belstedt's Napoli, played by Holland's Soli Deo Gloria band.
Thank you.
Relatively new to the traditional brass band format is France, and tonight that country is represented by two bands that we're about to hear back to back. First, the Haute de France band, who play a new short work by Tom Davorne called Valencia Vagrants, which was commissioned specially for the European Championships in 2019. And then something familiar to us all, Gough Richards's Golden Lady, which is played by brass band Pays de Loire in an album of Gough's compositions celebrating the band's 25th anniversary.
Thank you.
The brass band Pays de Loire, taken from their 25th anniversary album of the music of Gough Richards. Crossing borders again, we meet the brass band Bürgermusik Luzern, another Swiss band with a high reputation both as a concert band and on the contest stage. Tonight they're playing for us a well-known work by Khachaturian, which became familiar to British audiences as the theme music of the Onegin Line. And then a country we haven't heard from yet. They're represented tonight by a band with an impressive reputation in Belgian national European competition, brass band Midden Brabant, to play Trevor Sharp's Blades of Toledo.
Thank you.
And that was the Blades of Toledo, quite a favourite of mine, and always worth hearing again. Returning to the mountains of Switzerland, another band with a great national and European reputation is brass band Berner Oberland. The landscape is in the name. They play a short work which is possibly more familiar as a standalone solo, Alexander Goerdeke's Concert Etude. Before we again meet the band who opened tonight's show, brass band De Bazo and Owenkirk, who take us to the cinema for another Gough Richards favourite, his James Bond collection.
Thank you. Thank you.
that all too soon brings us to tonight's closers. Welcoming back to the stand, Switzerland's Oberaargau with a John Denver classic arranged as a euphonium duet. Perhaps love. And finally, we remain in Switzerland for something that I'm always keen to play because it represents the future of the music that we love. The Swiss National Youth Band playing Bramble Coles' march from the repertoire of the Salvation Army, In the Firing Line. Good night.